Dear Ollie, I hope you can fix this problem. There's a new 6-week-old 2-pound, 7-ounce Shih Tzu puppy in our community, and I'm very worried. The little guy was bought from a greeter operating out of a local puppy mill in Center Township, and that's a real concern for me. Why? Because those puppy mills operate in the community, and those greeters, that's spelled G-R-E-E-D-E-R-S, as I call them, want their puppies sold young, small, and early. Many work off of disposable cell phones and collect cash only. The pups are bred from a bitch that spends her days in small, filthy cages, churning out litter after litter of puppies to be sold for profit. Her dull, patchy coat is painfully matted, and her ears are full of biting mites. Her nails have grown so long that they curl under and pierce her tender paws. She's surrounded by hundreds of other dogs, also caged and in poor health, and their chaotic, panicked barking is deafening and relentless. No one ever tells her that she's a good girl or gives her a treat. No one scratches behind her ears or kisses the top of her head. I know. My woman human has raised many litters of puppies from the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana and for Lakeshore Paws. She said it's an old wives' tale that a 6-week-old puppy is ready for adoption. She observed that pups learn important behaviors from their moms and litter mates, interpreting dominance, inhibiting biting behaviors, and submission to a dominant dog. He learns what it's like to play and romp and behave correctly among his pack of siblings and his mom. Simply speaking, a 6-week-old puppy hasn't been in our world long enough to learn the correct behaviors from his mom and siblings, she says. In other words, between 5 and 8 weeks, a pup is still learning how to be a dog. How do I know? Because I was lucky enough to have been rescued from a puppy mill in southern Indiana last year, and I live in a great home now. Signed, Bella, a Maltese dog residing in Crown Point.
Dear Bella, well, who doesn't want a darling itty-bitty ball of fur? The puppy mill greeters bank, and I use that word for a reason, on the fact that we're all suckered in by a tiny little fur face. With toy breeds, the petite and or teacup size sells well for them. This tiny ball of fur is irresistible, and you've heard it said that he'll bond with your family the younger he is. Oh no, think again. The age you bring your puppy home can make the difference between a well-adjusted pet and one who is neurotic, frightened, and having behavior problems for the rest of his life. And what about the health issues a tiny one will face? Missy Boss, a vet tech for 23 years at the Munster Animal Clinic, said, "I wish common sense was more common." At 6 weeks, a puppy needs its first round of vaccines. Without these prophylactic treatments, they run the risk for catching parvo, distemper, kennel cough, and other very unpleasant diseases. Reputable dog breeders are concerned about a dog's composition, health, and disposition. A greeter, as you call them, is money hungry and only concerned with the composition and health of his or her wallet. Responsible shelters and breeders will not allow their puppies to leave their moms until after 8 weeks and will encourage a potential puppy owner to see the pup's mother and father while visiting every square inch of their facility. Puppy mills keep you away from their operation, and for a good reason. Often they'll bring the pup to you in a neutral location. When shopping for a puppy, don't support puppy mills by acquiring your fur baby in a pet store, meeting someone in a van or by a shopping center or answering a blind ad. If a puppy looks too young to go home with you, the baby probably is. An 8 or 9 week old pup is ideal. Adopt, don't shop, and consider a local reputable shelter. If your heart is set on a purebred, then seek out a breeder who has references and a great local reputation. Ollie, your friend in fur. And by the way, I am worried about that 6-week-old Shih Tzu.